Zadani 2, page 25. Speaker 1.
My hometown is like a lot of others in my region, I suppose. Quiet, scenic, rather beautiful. Perfect for those looking to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city, or for retirees looking to enjoy their golden years and relax. That's all very well and good, but there's a significant drawback. It's terrible for young people. No cinemas, no nightclubs, no gyms even. There's literally nothing to do if you're under 30. Maybe I'll come to appreciate the area as I get older, but right now, I'd give anything to be somewhere else. Anywhere else. I guess until I go to university, I'll just have to make do.
Speaker 2.
I grew up in a pretty poor part of my city, although we always got by and took care of each other. You see, we lived in the East End, right next to a big industrial area. There was a lot of trade there when I was a lad, and the docks near my street were always busy. I remember seeing ships come in and out from all over the world with their goods, and I dreamed of being a sailor. The problem is, as the docks closed and the industry died, we got left with all these empty, barren pieces of land. The docks turned into ghost towns and everything got run down. I've come to hate the thing that I used to love. It's a real pity.
Speaker 3.
I lived in the north of England when I was a child, in a small mining town with rows and rows of terrace houses. My dad hated it there and had dreams of being middle class, living in a nice semi-detached house in the suburbs, surrounded by gardens and trees. Our area never seemed to bother my mum, though, or my brothers and sisters and me. You see, although it wasn't the fanciest part of town, people always chipped in and got together. During big festivals, we'd have street parties and hang flags and ribbons. Everyone would cook something and bring things to share, so that nobody went without. I loved that. It was the best thing about my neighborhood back then.
Speaker 4.
My hometown is a city on the west coast of England. Compared to places like London or Birmingham, it's not all that big, but for me as a child, it seemed absolutely massive. I used to ride my bike across town with my friends, and it felt like it took forever to get from one side to the next. The roads just went on and stretched for miles. Of course, I never complained because I loved the idea of living in the big city. It wasn't until I grew up and moved that I realized just how small my hometown really was. It's really rather funny, to be honest.
Speaker 5.
I know that a lot of people will tell you that their hometown has issues, or that they couldn't wait to move as soon as they got old enough. For me, though, I've never really felt like that. In fact, when I did have to move because of work, I was really sad about it. I honestly do love my hometown, and I had an incredibly happy childhood there. My city had everything you could want as a young person. Huge parks, brilliant sports venues, and a lovely sense of community, unlike some other urban areas. If it wasn't for my career, I don't think I ever would have left.